My name is Michael Boumendil. I'm the founder and the chief creative officer at Sixième Son, a company I've founded almost 20 years ago. Sixième Son is a leading and a pioneer agency in the field of audio branding. Sixième Son has created something like 300 audio branding programs for very, very different brands, very famous like Michelin Worldwide or AXA or Royal Air Maroc or Christian Dior. We work also for Cartier. We work for big companies and small companies. I think we try to show that audio branding programs are very important for small brands and big brands, and at the end for any brand. The Peugeot case is really unique. I mean that it's been almost 20 years that I'm doing this job, and I would say that it's one of a kind. It's one of a kind because Peugeot had a very big ambition for this thing, because they understood that it was branding, and branding is key to their success worldwide. The brand has accepted to take some risk in terms of positioning, risk in terms of the creation we have implemented worldwide. They have taken the risk to set a new trend in the field of automotive. They have decided to follow the advice we gave them, to really work on what kind of emotion we wanted to go through, what was the real emotion that could fit their DNA. And to a certain extent, it was a revolution not only for them, but also for the automotive cars that people used to have in this very specific business. Also, one of a kind, because Peugeot has decided to pay as much attention to this audio branding program as they used to do for the visual identity, for their advertising vocabulary, for everything that finally helps define what is the brand. And the last thing I want to say about this unique program is the scale of it. Peugeot saw to it that the implementation was worldwide and affecting all the touch points they had to deal with. Everywhere now where there is sound or music for the brand, we have something to do. The scope of the project, the ambition of the brand, leads us to take into account the creative part, the legal framework, the technical dimension of the project. And I would say that it was a huge challenge for Peugeot. It was a huge challenge for us. But the result we already have show that it seems to be a very successful job. In my opinion, what makes an audio branding program successful is the fact that it really stems from a strategic approach, and that we see to it that we really talk about the brand DNA and not the music. I think that an audio branding program should help the brand be clearer. I think it should convey the kind of message that the brand wants to convey, whatever the support is and whatever is the dimension, whether it is music or whether it is visual elements. I think what is also at stake is differentiation. Every brand is using sound, whether they use it properly or not, but they're using sound. The idea of having a successful audio branding program should lead us to think, okay, to what extent this thing really makes a big difference. We're not talking about small differences. And I think this DNA-oriented vision, I think this obsession we should have about differentiation should show to brands that audio branding is not an option. This should be compulsory. I think that sound opportunities are everywhere. That's why I'm very optimistic about this audio branding business. First, because branding is key to the success of companies worldwide. The second thing is because sound is just everywhere, and it feeds the relationship between brands and their targets with such a strength, with such a wonderful and powerful emotional dimension that I don't see how brands could do without that. Nobody now questions the importance of a good visual identity, a good branding approach. I think that tomorrow it will be the case with audio branding. At the end, with customers more demanding, with a more and more competitive world, brands will need to take advantage through many, many sound opportunities. That's also another reason why I'm so optimistic.
And last but not least, we would like to thank our partners, DigiSky and Voice. And our sponsors, Sonofind, the online music search from Sonotone, Biamp, and iBall.